Thank you, Chair. My delegation would like to thank you and to convey its appreciation over the way in which you have led the work of the Disarmament Conference. The draft reports, which you have distributed, would serve as a good foundation to reach a consensus on the final version, which will be submitted to the United Nations General Assembly. My delegation stands ready to contribute constructively to our deliberations on this draft with a view to reaching a consensus in short order. Presently, and in addition to the ideas mentioned by my delegation during the last informal meeting devoted to the consideration of this draft, the Algerian delegation would like to underscore the following points. First, the final report of the 2023 session of the Disarmament Conference must show the development of the work of this body in a factual, simple, and short way, giving importance to agreements and avoiding overloading this document with procedural points. This document, in and of itself, is not supposed to condense and reflect all the components of a desired solution in order to face the current situation in the Disarmament Conference, which far surpasses the scope of this procedural tool provided for by our internal regulations. This situation within the CD finds its roots in obvious causes that are not unknown to members of this body. Secondly, my delegation hopes that the final report of the 2023 session will be a significant improvement over the minimalist report of the previous session. Thirdly, the final CD report, given that it is a tool of showing what has been done, the CD should avoid focusing on procedural points. Rather, it should focus on how to build a consensus within this body so that it can, without any further ado, discharge its mandate and contribute to building international peace and security. Fourth, whatever the current situation within the CD is, it is of the greatest importance that the report contributes to capture and to reflect the facts within this body, according to which great colossal efforts are devoted by succeeding presidencies and the members of this forum, but that are not then followed by specific results in line with the mandate of the conference. And so that is a mismatch between the efforts made, the investments made, and the outcome. And lastly, my delegation would hope that the references to precedents or to established practice in previous years be done constructively in a non-selective way, and that it be done in order to reach a consensus on the current draft. Madam President, my delegation would like to reserve the right to address other specific points in the upcoming sessions during which we will be considering this draft report, hoping that we can contribute to this exercise. And lastly, we would like to reiterate our full support and cooperation to successfully attain your goals as President of the Disarmament Conference. Thank you.